Well, howdy guys. Now here's a quick video, which tells you exactly the way it really is, and what pheromones actually really think about males.
Are you both husband and wife?
Sorry?
Are you both husband and wife?
Sorry, I don't hear.
No worries. Are you husband and wife?
Yes.
Yes. How long have you been together?
57 years.
Wow.
57 years.
I want to say you're both looking amazing. What do you love the most about your wife?
What do I
love the most about your wife?
Everything.
Everything. What do you love the most about your husband?
Not a lot.
he's got a good army pension.
Good army pension. Good answer.
Well, there you go, guys. This is what happens when you've been with a pheromone for that many years. You don't say what you feel, you say what she wants to hear. And this man's probably been worn down for years and lost his will. And his answer is she means everything to him. And her answer was he's got a good pension. And that I personally think she means it. And the guy asking the questions even said, oh, good answer. Was it? But she couldn't think of anything else. That was the first thing that came to her head. Even if it is in his joking way. You know, just a quirk of fate. And that could be me wheeling behind her. As you know, I got married when I was a very young man. I was very naive. It's funny how pheromones always seem to tell on themselves, don't they? Anyway, we've seen lots of males like this, don't we? That's the older men do. They're called henpeck husbands. He's been nagged on so much. 57 years, I believe. He's given up. Anyway, let me know what you see, guys. Maybe you see somebody who's just joking. Maybe not. It's funny how the pheromones are always the one who's talk about love. But it seems to me that the males care far more than the pheromones do. You take it easy, fellas.